Look, I don't think we played particularly well, but it was good that we could give it a red hot crack, and Holt made a good play down the stretch. Look, it was going back and forth. It was an arm wrestle. I was disappointed that after Sean made that stop, that three, that we couldn't carry it on. Probably 10 seconds too early, the three. But that's what happens. You got two strong teams going at it, and it comes down to one possession.
Do you think the defence did anything that wrong with Hulk? Because it looked like it was a pretty fair contested shot.
Yeah, long two contested. The only thing I'd do is put Damo on them when he's healthy.
With tonight, you've gotten a rebound advantage. I think it's 52-27 or something like that. Are you disappointed the guys didn't make more of what you had?
Yeah, exactly right. They're not a really good offensive team. They're sorry, offensive rebounding team. We know that they shoot a lot of threes on the perimeter and get back. They get numbers back, so they don't really crash the glass. So, that's a big advantage on the defensive end. Offensively, Matt was in there. We missed a lot of easy baskets at the start of the game. I think Nate had a fair few early on that we could have finished that up, and when you play a top team like that, it's those little things that make a big difference.
Sean, how'd you feel when that shot went down? It felt like one of those nights where you guys had come in and taken a big win.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a battle tonight. I think the game plan was to try and grind out a win. They've been tough here on the home court. I think two great teams going at it right there. Unfortunately, they made one more play than us. I think, offensively, we, especially in that fourth, we can be a lot more crisper and taking the advantages we have, which is definitely our strength inside. And we probably shot a few too many jumpers there in the fourth.
Trevor, just with the last play, last offensive play for you guys, did you feel that was a foul from your view?
Yeah, what do you think?
I found it pretty hard to see. I think some coach stood in front of
You
me.
sitting on the fence? Yeah. Oh, look, I thought, from my angle, looked like Jermaine. That's basketball. You're not going to get those calls on the road in a foreign, hostile environment. The referees kind of, go with the crowd and on the home court, but look, that's not the way we lost it.
Coach, do you feel like the refs kind of put their whistle away a lot in the fourth quarter after how tight they were calling it?
Yeah, it seemed that, didn't it? Yeah, just statistically, that's they called it really tight early and kind of let it go, but we can't control what they do.
Trevor, you pleased with the defensive effort early in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, look, to hold them to 75 points is a pretty good effort. We just got to turn our defense into points, and we missed Damo that way, putting pressure and getting out and run. We missed Casey, that's is lightning quick in the open court. We missed that, so we didn't really use that to our advantage the best way.
Trevor, just finally with Casey, is there a chance next game still, or is it day to day with him?
Yeah, it's very close. He was, we put him through a good workout this morning, so again, going to see how he pulls up. But hopefully soon. We haven't had our 10 on the court yet together, so hopefully we can get the 10 and get in a little bit of rhythm. We've got some hard workers, and we've got the right attitude, and can't wait till we get the 10 on the court.
Was everything okay with Damo? Was he on a minutes restriction? Like,
Yeah,
put him back
yeah, he's coming back. So we had a restriction there of 10 minutes, and it was. The physio was all over me at the end of the game saying, get him off. And those crunch times that you want the best defender in the league out on the court, and it just wasn't to be. We've got to get through that, and we'll build him up, and hopefully at the halfway of the year, he's flying.
Was it at all a sort of decision for you in that last couple of possessions to maybe just put him out there to get the stop?
Yes.
Oh,
it's the big picture, isn't it? You don't want him. Of course, you want your best defender. Five-time NBL Defensive Player of the Year out on the court at the end, because he gives us points on the defensive end. But we know it's a process to get him back healthy, and he'll be right for the right time of the year.